This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Josh Bernstein and John W. Spring here. On the break here, John W. Spring was bringing up the issue that the imposter in the White House, the called President Dunce. By the way, the way he it was a very dark interview. He was saying that if you behave yourself and you take all the vaccines, I will let you go outside in your yard and have a barbecue in your own yard outside on July 4th. I mean, these are control freaks, demonic imposter maniacs. And even though he's demented, he's also evil as hell. Isn't that unbelievable?
Yes, that is unbelievable. That's why, again, there was only less than 7,000 people watched it anyway. So no one really watched it.
Right. So,
I mean, I didn't bother watching it. I mean, I think I was watching a synchronized swimming competition from Frog Falls, Kentucky. That was
oh, you're right. Dead. You're a real funny guy. You know that.
I love those synchronized swimming events. Yeah.
Right. Now, one of the clips I played the day before the show was the Thrilled and Stillborns, and I got a video clip here, which I played earlier. I don't need to play it again here. It's about this lady that was died due to the vaccines here. Let me see if I have it up here. Her name is Cassidy Kirill. Now. The numbers we have, according to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, you can add some zeros. So although this is around 1,000 people that have died already, you can add some zeros to that. It's probably more like 10,000 or 100,000. These vaccines are freaking dangerous. It's my number that I have from my reports of people who have contacted me, because I get contacts all over the world from Germany and elsewhere. Probably 1 in 100 people, roughly, and maybe 1 in 50, but 1 in 100 will die. 1 in 50 will have serious complications. And the rest will have chronic inflammation that will increase the risk of allergy, autoimmune disease, and cancer, or vascular events. And when people think this is fine, they're even telling women that you better store your ova because you're going to be sterile, and men, you're going to store your sperm because you're no longer going to be able to make babies afterward, which is what the globalists want, and Bill Gates. Plus, they have nanotechnology because they want to be able to actually monitor your bodily functions using 5 and 6G. So they have to turn everybody on Earth into literally an Internet of Things cyborg, controlling not only your emotions, but also your thoughts. I mean, people think this is sci-fi. It's not. These bastards have been working on this for decades with demonic help. And you have to understand, it's the same son of bitches that were involved with the Tool Society and the Nazis are today with this technology doing it to the people on Earth. Okay? Same people. Same beings. Right?
Well, there's no question that they're dangerous. And one of the main reasons they're dangerous is because they haven't been proven. And you cannot roll something out that fast without having major, major, you know, repercussions from it. And that's what we're clearly seeing. I mean, it's the highest. I read somewhere that it was the highest amount of vaccine injuries per a new vaccine in the history of vaccines.
Exactly. Well, that's true, but it's not even a vaccine. You actually know what a vaccine is, which is, I'll give you the summary here for people who don't know. And in vaccine law in the 80s, it is a lyophilized or killed pathogen, a whole pathogen, that's in an adjuvant, which is, might be heavy metals or toxic chemicals, that makes your immune system respond to this whole pathogen to develop T and B cell immunity, period. Now, most of the vaccines they haven't even gone to what we call the letter of the law to actually measure to see if they have cellular and humoral immunity. And I'm an immunologist, so I can tell you after 50 years of doing this work, we have sloppy, lying, bastard doctors and scientists who don't know what the hell they're doing, and they lied. This is what I call chemo shots. It's like if you decide, hey, can I give my shot of chemotherapy and genetically modify me so you screw over my DNA for the rest of my life? Because when these nanotechnologies get inside you, they can send you scalar signals to the nanobots and actually make DNA or shut off chromosomes inside you. I mean, they literally can reform you just like, you know, basically those like sci-fi stuff. They can literally form what the human race is. So people become genetically modified people just like a genetically modified piece of fruit you're eating or food. Now they're making genetically modified population of humans like drones, so they won't even be able to reproduce except they submit their gametes or get a punch by opposite their forearm to an artificial uterus in a laboratory and a birthing center, because human beings, they don't want to have sex anymore. They want 72 intersex subspecies of a drone class that are neither male nor female. That's why they're trying to mix the toys and everything. They don't want maleness and femaleness because the enemy of the devil is the family, mother and father, families. They don't want that, right?
Absolutely true. I mean, the left is totally anti-family, and they're anti-religion, too. Which
right,
is
well,
why,
the two are together. I mean, the only institution that Moses wrote from God's order was the family. It's not the church. The church is not God's sacred. The only thing sacred is the family, period.
Right. Right. Well, look, these things are dangerous. There's no question about it. And because they're so dangerous, they should be mandated to Democrats only. And we should...
you're a funny guy.
We should wait, and we should let every single registered Democrat in America get 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or 10 or 12 or 100 of these vaccines, one right after another. Don't space them apart or anything like that, just in case, you know, it doesn't have the side effects we're hoping for. Maybe they'll have autism and they won't be able to vote.
Well, I heard that they're 3 times more likely to take the vaccines than the Republicans.
And that's wonderful. Take it. Take it anally. I don't care. Just take it. And hopefully, you know, in 4 years, we'll have a lot less voters to contend with and a lot less voter fraud to deal with. I'll say it. I'm fine with it.
Well, here's what I suggest. It's a little more aggressive. Number one, get my How to Win in Court and file pro se litigation actions against your state legislature and get laws to harden up the voting laws, which these bastards want to change so they can have federalization of law, which is unconstitutional. Number two, get deputized with a sheriff and get yourself prepped up in a local community and get a group of people together, ex-military, police, whatever, march down, arrest all the local politicians, rhino Republicans, and demon rats. Right now, whether it's in your state legislature or the federal government, Americans should be marching down there, not because we want to do violence, but because we want to arrest and go through a military tribunal of all these bastards that are destroying America. Biden had no comments at all about how he's destroying us with the border, and it's not just the border. They basically give an example. Let's say we have a little child in Central America. They actually rent the child out so the cartels can bring the child across the border 3 or 4 times to bring in drugs, including fentanyl that's made in China. And that child is rented like a piece of furniture, and they do that to bring in the drugs. And then 80,000 Americans every year die of fentanyl alone. You have to understand what Biden's doing is a crime. He should be arrested for what he's doing right now. He should not be president. He should not be sitting there pretending he's president. And same with Kamala Harris. She could never be qualified. They're now passing out duties to her. She is not an American. Her parents weren't American when they came here. And she wouldn't qualify, according to the Constitution, to be an American. Same as Barack Obama was never an American. He was a Kenyan. So people need to start understanding why these laws were put in place. These laws are put in place so that America would never be diluted and destroyed. We don't. If you destroy your borders, if you destroy the family, right? Go ahead.
Yeah, but the problem is that the people that are supposed to be protecting us on the Republican side are joining with the Democrats. I mean, we just had 8 Democrats.
You know, doesn't matter. Rhinos and demos, you can make a stew out of them, okay? I don't care. I think we know who's what's what. One of the good things about Trump doing this and what happened with Biden is it's exposed all the bastards that basically don't want an America. They want a weak America. Trump had America first, although he screwed up with the vaccines. That's the only major screw-up he did. But now it's America last.
America. I disagree with you. They don't want a weak America. They want a Chinese America. That's what they
China. Oh, I got a new term for you. You'll probably love this. Why don't we call it Chimerica?
Yeah, or the Chinocratic Party.
Yeah, exactly. But, hey, that's a good term. You learn to speak America with a Chinese accent from China.
That's right.
Chimerica. Yeah, do you like that one? Pretty funny, eh?
Hey, that's not cultural sensitive, right?
Look, I have Chinese relatives, and I love them, okay? My younger sister's husband was from Shenzhen, Canton. And the Chinese people are some of the nicest people on earth, but they've been persecuted. The people, even the Muslims, the Uyghurs, they're raping their wives to have non-Uyghur children over there, and they got them in these work camps making all kinds of goods to serve to America. Why are we accepting goods built by including PPP, by basically Uyghurs in the work camps as slave labor like Nazi Germany? in northwestern China. Why do we put up with this crap? That's because we're gutless assholes. That's what we are.
According to the pedophile, that imposter in the White House, it's just a cultural norm to hold people against their will and anally rape their wives.
Right, right. You know what, maybe I got a new term for you. Rather than remember, you used to call him commander-in-chief, why don't we call him the pedophile-in-chief? Pseudo-chief.
Yep. Pedo-chief.
Ha, it's even better. The pedo-chief.
The chief pedophile.
And by the way, I have confirmed that there is underage sex on the laptop from hell. That has been.
Oh, we know that. I have other sources that tell me the same thing.
It's been rumored and it's been alleged, but now it's not. It's confirmed.
Wow.
That could be, you know, he could be arrested, but of course he's not going to be because Biden took.
Well, his days are numbered. If what you're doing with the audits happens in the next few days or months in multiple states, there are going to be a constitutional crisis, and we're going to have the. That's why they're trying to grab our guns with all these things and the Equality Act and the H.R. 1. They're in Panic City, aren't they, these global Satanists?
Well, what they're doing is they're...
Ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
We call the pedophile and pseudo chief from the new Chimerica, which, by the way, they don't criticize China, but they have, when you fly into America, you have to have a negative test, but they can open the borders and dump all these so-called desperate people. If you want to help these people down in these Central American countries, go down there and supply them with seeds, help their farmers set up farming, and go down to their own country. And then stop the conditions in their countries rather than having to come up here desperate to try to earn enough money to put food in their, on their table and so on. You don't need to have massive people coming here. Go down and help people in their own country. But close the goddamn border off with a wall. And if you want to come here legally, go through a process like anybody else. And we're not talking about stopping people from any nation, but you have to be crime-free, drug-free, have a job, and have skill sets to make America greater. You can't come here with people that basically just pour across the border with, you know, grade school level, you know, that don't even speak the language and don't know the Constitution. It's ridiculous. And don't tell me you want them like this. Some of these idiots say you want somebody to pick your fruit. A lot of the fruit picking now is all automated, and you do not need tons and tons of people competing with the lowest level of jobs in America. It's disgusting. Help them in their own country. Don't dump them here. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, I got an idea. How about we make it mandatory that anyone that wants to come to the United States must show proof that they're worth at least $100,000, and when they get here, we take half of it to pay for the illegals that are already here, of every single person that comes in. So in other words, we cut off all immigration to the United States permanently, and then we charge everybody $100,000. In other words, you have to have $100,000 worth of assets before you can even consider becoming a person in
this
country.
I wouldn't say it's money. I think it's more like skill sets and language and so on. You should pass a constitutional law test. You should have a skill that we need. If we don't need you, then why do we get you in here? Right?
I'm anti-immigration. I'm not just anti-illegal immigration.
No, but I'm sure it should be very tiny. It should be very tiny, indeed, exactly.
I mean, I'm talking about a 10 to 15 moratorium on absolutely no one coming into this country until we can get rid of
You might have somebody like on a work visa from Europe, for example, if they come into work, but you just give them a work visa. You don't necessarily make them a citizen, right?
Well, I don't even want that. I mean, to be honest, I'd rather have Americans have those jobs. And
of course they do, but there's going to have some situations where you're going to have to bring in other people. For example, what we've done with the healthcare system in the last, say, 50 years. We stopped developing new medical schools, so we have osteopathy schools, and then even the alternative medicine schools can't keep up. So as a result, America, for the size of our population, because since the 1970s we had an extra 100 million, we don't have enough health professionals for even the current crisis, doctors, nurses, and nurse technicians. So we brought in people that are unqualified from other countries, right?
There are 50 million-plus illegal aliens in this country. Okay, never mind 11 or 20.
Right. Exactly.
50 million illegal aliens. I say we never, ever bring another person into this country until those people are taken out. Okay? Then we can start an immigration process. Until then, I'm an absolutist. Nobody should be here. Every single American should have those jobs. Doesn't matter what their skill set is. Doesn't matter what their grade level is. They should be the ones that fill the jobs.
Yeah.
Period.
Well, now, what I think is going to happen here in the next few months, I'd like you to kind of project your ideas, because I'm going to guess that at some point between now and the next few months, the writ of quo warranto is going to occur, because we're going to get enough states that have audits that we're going to have a crisis. Now, that's why they're jamming through all these laws right now. But talk about this gun grab law. This tries to federalize these databases so they can do the same kind of gun grab they did in Australia years ago. And they tried to do it in Canada years ago. My brother-in-law was the assistant to the Premier of Nova Scotia, and they tried this. And the Canadians, they just hid their guns. They didn't respond. So after about a decade, they just gave up trying to do a gun grab law like they have in Australia. Americans and Canadians will never give up their guns. We'll give them up one bullet at a time. We're not going to give up the goddamn guns.
Right. We'll give them the bullets first when they come for our guns.
Right.
No question about it.
They don't understand that, do they? They think somehow we're just going to roll over. And even if only...
Hand them over. Here you go, Mr. Officer. Take my guns. Yeah, right. Good luck.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. Not only that, we're going to build exotic weapons that they don't even know about yet.
There's going to be millions of police officers in this country that are just going to be like, I'm not doing that. Sorry.
Oh, absolutely. I'm right beside the Marine thing. The largest Marine base in America and worldwide, you know, Pendleton Marine Corps base. And I can tell you, none of my Marine friends are going to do any of this shit.
When the first five or six officers get shot and killed trying to confiscate guns,
right,
the rest of the officers are going to fall in line and say, you know what, we're here to protect society,
right,
not to take guns away from people to be able to protect themselves in society.
I got a procedure for you. It's called what's called the Dumbass Exclusion Project. If there's dumbasses in the military or police that decide that they can attack the public and get away with it, will kill them so fast they won't know they had a pulse. And the rest of them, which are our buddies, will stand up for us in the public and realize they're next. Because if they kill us, the next people that are going to get rid of the brown shirts are willing to do the will of these global maniac Satanists, right? Now, I don't think these people understand that. That's why they're in a rush. Because they know if, let's say, by the summertime, before the 4th of July, Donald Trump starts to come back. He's already sort of coming back. Because he's now talking about open media. He's having open discussions on the airwaves. And they're terrified of the fact he actually has an open audience. He's more popular today than the day he left office. And now he's still screwed up with the vaccines, which we need to be correct. Because what's going on, the side effects of these vaccines are horrific. Because he didn't delegate authority. Yeah, Donald Trump has three defects. He's a bit of an egomaniac. He trusts relatives like his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and people around him. And the third defect is he has great air holes in his knowledge base to handle world events. Because when you're running as president, you have to have a Samuel Council, people like you and me, that know things that he doesn't know, and that the people around him are going to shield him from or not tell him. For example, they're not going to necessarily tell them about what's going on in Area 51 or special military things and so on. So as a result, you know, he thinks he's in total control, but there's other people inside the deep state are running a lot of things totally independent of the president. That's what my feeling is. So, for example, these elections, they're run by the deep state, right?
They are. Yep, absolutely. So here's my thoughts. I think President Trump should act as a shadow government immediately. And what do you
absolutely.
Is what, when they introduce horrible legislation, whether it's gun control, whether it's H.R. 1, whether it's the Unequality Act, whether it's the PRO Act, whatever it may be, he ought to have rallies based on that legislation.
Exactly.
So he would have an anti-H.R. 1 rally in Florida or in Georgia or in Pennsylvania, and he ought to start doing what he did for the 4 years he was president. And for the year, I guess, even before that, when he was running for president. So for the past 5 years, he's been doing rallies on a monthly basis, basically.
Right.
He needs to get back to that. And the reason
is
because I hate to say it, but it is, you know, out of sight, out of mind. And I'm not saying that we're going to forget about him, but you seriously want to be up in the grill of this fraudulent administration. And if you're going to be, you know, not allowed your rightful victory, which you obviously earned and won, then you need to be able to be revengeful and get back at this administration. And the best way to do that is to turn the people against it by exposing what they're doing. And the only person that can do that on a grand scale is President Trump.
Right. He can do it. I'm sure, in fact, he's already in the process of doing that. You can see it. He has an alternative government down in Florida right now already. Not funny.
There's so
much. Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family. Now, get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call
8- USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says they've delivered on a promise that help is on the way. He just celebrated his coronavirus relief bill a day after signing it into law, calling it historical and transformational. The president, joined by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi of California, and Vice President Kamala Harris. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the cyber attack against Microsoft systems is significant in size and scope.
The precise number of systems that have been exposed by this vulnerability and have been exploited either by nation-state threat actors or ransomware hackers or others. That is something that we are urgently working with the private sector to determine.
Speaking during a briefing, Sullivan would not identify a perpetrator at this time. USA Radio News. New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo remains defiant and says he will not resign amid mounting sexual harassment claims.
Let the review proceed. I'm not going to resign. I was not elected by the politicians. I was elected by the people.
Cuomo speaking to the media regarding the allegations, saying the women have the right to come forward and be heard. Palm Beach County Sheriff Rick Bradshaw is concerned about changes to U.S. immigration policies under President Biden.
We're back to catch and release, which doesn't make sense to anybody. And we're back to the floodgates opening, which you can see down there at the border, but it's also going to affect us, is you got this massive amount of people coming in.
He said there's been a steady number of boats with illegal immigrants from various countries that are being stopped off the waters of Palm Beach. The sheriff saying the new process is the old process prior to former President Trump, where illegal immigrants were screened and given a notice to appear in court. You're listening to USA Radio News. USA Radio News.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871. Bringing nutrition.
The military knows that if they, on the CheCom will be down here in a moment, and they'll be killing a lot of our American troops and military and police. So, Josh, we're very good. Listen, give me a show if you want to do a quick video thing over the weekend. And up in hour number three, we have Mike Hammond from the Gun Owners of America because they're trying to shove through these gun laws. We're going to talk about that in hour three.
Oh,
thanks, Josh.
Tell Larry I said hello, Larry Press.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah, he's on today. He's on. He's on Mike Hammond from Gun Owners of America. He's their attorney.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
Mike Hammond. Yeah. Thanks. I'll talk to Larry too.
All right.
Great. So, John, what do you think of the comments we just had so far?
Well, we're in a dire situation, Dr. Deagle. There's no question about it. I'm still hoping that that Trump will be able to exert more influence.
It's real simple. What Josh mentioned is perfect. If he just starts doing rallies. But
yeah.
if the state legislatures do this and we have a break, and there's multiple states now that are getting closer, and also if the states just change their own voting laws so that they trump the so-called federal grab of laws and registration and control of the legal system, then the federal grab power grab isn't going to happen, especially when it gets to the Senate. Now, the ultimate thing that's going to cause us to lock and load and come down and actually grab these bastards and put them in a tribunal, and many of them are going to get executed. They're not going to live. We're going to kill them. You have to understand that, okay?
Yeah.
We're not planning this, but, I mean, when you get to a final point where they're planning to do something like bring in Chi-Con troops and totally grab our guns and so on, that's lock and load time, okay? That's why we don't have a First Amendment if you don't have a Second Amendment.
That's right.
And the Second Amendment, and that's why in Canada they know this. They live right beside Canadian Americans because I call them Can-Americans. Canadians are more polite than Americans, but they still are lock and load guns up to the eyeballs, especially in rural areas. I know that. I worked in Canada.
Yeah.
I worked in British Columbia, Alberta, and Nova Scotia, and I can tell you, in the Maritime provinces, you try to say you're going to take people's guns, they just laugh at you and take them and walk away and have a beer. Okay? So I want you to kind of get a grasp of here, you stupid, freaking satanic bastards. You mess with us, we're going to kill your ass. And if you want to see nasty, evil is nasty, but righteousness, when we're violated, is much nastier than the devil.
Yes.
The creator of the world and the destroyer is God.
Yes.
The devil is just a perverter. You have to understand, you piss us off, we're going to kill you. Okay? We're not going to be nice to you. I would rather you convert and you repent and become a decent person, and we're going to pray for your soul. But if you don't and you come for us, we're going to kill your ass. Okay?
Yes.
Now again, by the way, I keep on getting stupid letters from YouTube. Oh, come back and do this and do that. No, I can't even post things up on there. They can go to hell. So can Spotify. So can Vimeo YouTube, Vimeo Livestream. They can go to hell. And then when time comes, if I decide to sue them along with many others, they need to disappear. Same with these large distribution networks like Amazon needs to be broken up. And George Soros, his influence on us, and the large, big tech or monopolies like Facebook and so on, unless they behave themselves, break the buggers up. Don't allow them to control our free speech. If they do, there's no such thing as liberty. If you can't speak freely and if you can't protect yourself, you don't have a country anymore. You got a prison. How's that?
That's for sure. At the possibility that some of our listeners were not aware of what Joe Biden said last night, the biggest lie that was mentioned by him, that he alleged that more people have died of the COVID-19 virus than died in World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and 9/11. He didn't mention the Korean War, but I'm
right.
Sure he would if he could have remembered that. But the CDC just a few weeks earlier stated that less than 10,000 deaths have actually occurred, and I think that's a more reliable source than Joe Biden.
Well, they fiddle the numbers, number one, and this is partly to do with what Trump did. So Trump delegates to morons, okay? This is one of his defects.
That's true.
You know, everybody thinks Trump's great. He's a great communicator and so on, but there's three major defects. And if he had, over the last 4 years, if we haven't been having a chance to talk to him, number one, we'd have missile defense. Number two, last year when he had this, I would have had my patent to him by March. I would have had the EDUCAP probably by April or July. And the EDUCAP is very simple. You take the Sigma-1 protein, reverse engineered at the 1,000 Tells program of Dr. Lieber in Harvard, which is given to what's called the virus lady in Wuhan, who's working with these coronaviruses in bats. And then simply they gave them the components to build it, and they actually vaccinated their population because they declared biological war on the world. And they didn't realize it was their sweat and the breath and the blood products and urine and stool and urine that carried the viral microvesicles that actually infected people when they went to Belt and Road nations, back to Brazil, Iran, Italy, building garments and so on.
That's
and these Belt and Road nations are directly tied to China because China's taking over the world. They're trying to use it with rail, hospitals, ports, etc. And people don't get it. They have a totally different way of taking over the world. Rather than military, they're doing economic, and we call, hey, we'll come in, and nice will be, nice hospitals and rails and nice roadways and everything, and ports. And then when they can't afford it, they take over the country.
Yes.
People need to grasp this. They're building these islands, which are just basically lumps of rocks in the South China Sea. And now the busiest port area in the world, the South China Sea, where trillions of dollars of revenue goes through every day. They have now put weaponized with intermediate-range nuclear weapons and Air Force and military, okay, and Navy.
Yes.
People need to grasp what's going on here, and they're so dumb they don't realize they have 100,000 incubators for making super soldiers in Beijing, where they're making super soldier humans, where they're taking chimeric, basically fetuses and growing with actin myosin genes, super soldiers to see longer for sniping, to be much stronger, to be able to fight in battle. And they're able to knock out the amygdala, so these basically are cyborgs that have normal human empathy in them. They're basically human-looking cyborgs that are like the killer robot, like the Terminator, only they have flesh.
Yep.
People don't get this. They think Dr. Deagle's crazy. I said, no, I'm crazy smart, but I'm crazy brave. And if you don't freaking listen to me, you're going to suffer first and you're going to die later.
Yep.
And no one, and that means all these experts, and I'm trying to get Dr. Kerry Mahde. She's the smartest of all the ladies I've talked to. Now, when I talked to Dr. Tenpenny, he's making lots of excuses to come on with me. She said she can't hear me, I talk too fast, I do this and that. Of course I talk fast.
Yeah.
But she's afraid because when she comes on, she says something that's not either discernible, I'll make it in simpler terms, or it's technically or medically incorrect. Like several, I noticed what she said the other day. For example, in the double-stranded DNA vaccine by Johnson & Johnson, it's not the spike protein. it's double-stranded DNA. Or she says you can't convert from mRNA directly into DNA. Sure you can with reverse transcriptase.
Yeah,
okay,
the double
helix. No, directly mRNA to DNA, okay? Now, people need to understand, if you mess with Dr. Deagle, I'm not going to give you a yard to say your bullshit, no matter how smart and how wonderful you are and how big your audience is. If you say something stunned on my show, I'm going to get you, okay?
No, and that's why... I said double helix. Am I right or wrong, Dr. Deagle?
Yes, well, it basically doubled the helix DNA in the J&J, but it's a spike protein, so when it goes in you, it actually puts the direct DNA that intercalates in your chromosomes. And it doesn't go away. It's an on switch, so it leaves what's called Trojan horse effect. Just shut off the Th2 cytokines, which turn off inflammation, heal your body, and get rid of the crap caused by killing pathogens in your body.
Yes.
So basically, a chronic inflammation, now you're going to have acute. If you have acute, like this young lady who was 39, was a surgical nurse in Utah, she got such inflammation within the second Moderna shot, she basically died. She vomited her guts up, and then she died after 4 days after she had her second shot. So you got to understand, people are afraid of Dr. Deagle, and they're justifiably afraid, because I'm the intellectual terminator. If you say stupid crap to me in any area, biology, history, geography, astronomy, whatever, I'm going to get you. Okay? And I'm not pleasant about it. I'm one of the nastiest son of a bitches you'll ever meet. I'm your best big brother. I'll protect you, and I'll die for you, but I won't lie to you or let you lie to my audience or tell things that are part truth. That's why even people like Alex Jones and Mike Adams, they're terrified to come on my show or let me come on theirs. You know why? They don't want to bring Deagle on. It's like bringing a loaded bomb on their show, an intellectual bomb, that'll blow away all the bullshit. How's that?
Yes. Well, there was one thing that you mentioned earlier I'd like to elaborate on. Based on what we have seen in British Columbia on Prince Rupert Island, the proportion of women compared to men Chinese troops strongly indicates that those women may be genetically modified.
Oh, they're the project that I was, they inducted me to work on in UCLA in 1978.
Yes.
They wanted female fetuses. They didn't want males because the males would break ranks with the highest testosterone level. Angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Muslims and Jews and people in the Middle East would not eat pork because they knew that in the ancient world, going back to Atlantis, that they, for sacrifice in their altars, they'd use a proxy. They would take human DNA and mix it with wild boar, and they made a hybrid, and that hybrid were pigs. And that's why one of the first things was told me by the director of hematology at the Dalhousie University in Halifax, because I was a high-level Scottish Rite Phi Sigma Mason. I joined it 3 months before I even went to medical school. And the hematology back in 1975 actually told me how when we were having a lunch and a beer down at the Phi Sigma house near Dalhousie Medical School, which is a very large medical school. I mean, we're, you know, huge. I mean, we had around 110, 150 students in every year right through the medical school, one of the largest medical schools in Canada, and we're directly a sister university of Harvard University in Boston, Massachusetts. And he told me how, he said to me while we're sitting there having a beer, that pigs were a hybrid between ancient humans and wild boar, and they used them as an ancient sacrifice in the temples. So I said, come on, you're lying to me. I said, no, let's go over to the hospital. And we came over because we were doing stuff on pig embryos. And he showed me that the blood antigen groups are identical in pigs as humans because pigs are actually part human. Did you know that?
Well, apparently so. Now, pig skin is used to replace burn skin.
Right. When I worked in the burn unit in Georgia, we actually had tons of pig skin. We actually would grow it and put it on people that had 60% burns in their body. No wonder skin would work because pig skin is part human.
Yeah.
And when you get pig, when we did our trauma surgery, we did it at the in South Carolina. And I did my first trauma training in advanced trauma life support, and we had to put chest tubes and other surgical procedures. We actually had pigs, and we had people outside from one of these animal rights groups trying to harass us, even threaten us to kill us, because we were going to be doing basically surgery experimentation on these live pigs. They weren't dead, they were alive.
Yeah.
And once you put a hood over their head and over their little short arms and legs and saw their torso, they looked identical to a human. So people don't get this. You see, they don't understand the reason why the flood of Noah happened. It says in the Bible, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. In other words, when God returns, and he had 12 witnesses in the first, or you call high apostles or witnesses, at the beginning of Yeshua's ministry, which is Father in the flesh, which is God. He's not a lesser God. It is the fullness of the creator of the universe in flesh on earth. And there's 12 witnesses at the end, and we are part of that 12.
Yeah.
There are many hundreds of other witnesses, thousands maybe, but there's 12 top witnesses. And guess what? Of all of those 12 witnesses, I'm the top. I'm called the Lama, the one that attract the other and designate and pray for them and anoint them. Look, I've told you, I've told Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, I've told Dr. Dolores Carhill, I will be praying with Dr. Karimade and others, like, for example, I've anointed them and told them that they're called with a witness of God with wisdom from the Creator. It's not from a man that you know these things. It's from the witness of the Creator God speaking to your soul through dreams, visions, or even audibly. And you have to understand, we're a little Benny Elohims. We're little godlets. We have eternity in us, and we have the access to the Akashic Records, as it used to be called. It's actually the ancient access to all knowledge. If God prompts you to pray for it, what we're facing now is identical. And we have the interesting, we're coming up next week with what's called St. Paddy's Day. When you get rid of the snake people, there's a snake person in the White House, the pedophile chief. And I don't call it the White House, I call it the Whorehouse in Washington, D.C. The Whorehouse. Now, people say, oh, my God, it's not that bad. Yeah, it's actually worse, because when you look at the gun grab and everything else and the transsexual stuff, and here in California they're getting rid of boy and girl toy areas that are separate, they're going to try and do everything they can to get rid of religion, women's rights, fetal rights. They're taking money from even Christians and paying for abortions in America and worldwide. They want to get rid of pregnancy because these vaccines, if you're dumb enough and been dumbass enough to take them, unless you can let me rescue you, which I can, you're never going to have another child. So imagine the human race 10 or 20 years from now when women say, I can't have any more pregnancies. What happened to me? You took the fucking vaccines, and excuse my English. No wonder you listen to dumbass devil my face, dead demonic Biden, and even Donald J. Trump, who was a very good salesman, but he relied on people like Azar and Mike Pence and others who were monsters, who even skipped the animal studies. When they did them, they found that when you expose the animals to the live virus, it killed them all in 2003 and 4. So you have to understand that Deagle knows, and unless even if Trump comes back and starts doing his various things, he has to have me and you talk to him and the other people around him, because the politicians run away from me. When I've tried to contact all the senators and congressmen, even Paul Gosar, who is actually a congressman from Arizona, they all run away. Even Dr. Sherry Tenpenny makes excuses. She can't come back until June because she's got all kinds of appointments. She's going to be interviewed by dumbasses, people who don't know shit, okay? And if you don't know shit when you talk to Dr. Deagle, you're going to harm people by giving partial truth, just like Donald, lots of these hosts in this network and elsewhere. They're going to give them partial truth, anywhere from 50 to 70%, and the rest of it's the confabulations of their mind.
Yes.
And when you do that, you give people either false hope, and then it's dashed, or you give them false preparations, and then they're screwed up. So you don't understand that what's going on right now is the population is being fooled by not only people on the dark side, but people that are so clear on our side, that are either egomaniacs, or they're dumbasses, or they're just plain liars because they have connections with the deep state and the CIA. That's not very funny. There's only a tiny percentage of even the people that are, quote, truth-tellers, that are actually true truth-tellers willing to die for the truth. I'd say 5% of even alternative media are true. The rest of them, either some extent or other, either mentally ill or egomaniacs or just plain deep state liars.
Yeah, it may be even less than that, Dr. Deagle.
I'm exaggerating when I say that. It's like probably 2 or 3% are telling the truth and actually mean it and know it and have the first-hand experience to tell it. And they're not trying to lie. I mean, I don't know everything, but whenever I talk about something, if I tell you something, whatever I tell you about, it's not open to opinion. You might have an opinion, but I'll blow it up to pieces because I can tell you now, you might teach me something I don't know but something else I don't know. Like, for example, when I first started talking about the vaccines, my wife told me that the J&J vaccine was not an mRNA, it was a double-stranded DNA. So I started getting research through the literature and found myself, oh my gosh, she's correct. This is about 2 weeks ago. So you have to understand, I can be taught, but you have to have evidence, logic, and personal experience. You can't just blow things off or say you're full of shit, Deagle, or I don't want to believe you, this isn't really happening. If you look at people like Dr. Karimade, which goes way beyond anybody like Dr. Tenpenny or even Dr. Dolores Gakel, who I had on yesterday with you.
Yeah.
She's way beyond them. I'm trying to get a hold of her, and I got a phone number from Dr. Tenpenny, but she's not responding. I'm trying to get that she apparently interviewed with our guest we had on yesterday. Remember, Deborah Tavares? Deborah Tavares, but she did interview with Deborah, but the thing is, I need to get in contact with her because she's very believable. She's very brilliant. She's a very, very pretty doctor, so the people may believe her because she just, she has a kind of like a Hollywood-like exposure. And when she talks, she talks with emotion. At the end of it, she cried, right? Now, people have to understand, and you and anybody out there listening have to know that Dr. Deagle is probably the toughest human being living on the face of the earth, emotionally and visually. A lot of people are tougher in terms of being military or whatever, but you have to be tough spiritually, because what I know is so horrific beyond anything. I can even tell people everything I know. If people knew what I knew and they were not saved, they would immediately commit suicide.
Yes.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not cruel. But I'm going to tell you, because I'm saved and I love God, I'm willing to suffer for people, including relatives who think I'm a dumbass or I'm an idiot. People need to realize this is not open to opinion. They think they're reincarnated, all this BS. There's no such thing as reincarnation. Eternity doesn't have time.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist. You're a delusion if you think there's reincarnation. There's coexistence. So you can coexist with somebody that died 3,000 years ago in Santorini or on another planet. Doesn't mean you're a different being. It just means you're connected to other living things and other intelligent beings in the universe.
Yes.
Doesn't mean you're translated from one universe to another, became a different kind of being. Just means you're connected with them.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. Earlier, Dr. Deagle, when you were talking about the, there will not be any differentiation in the toy department for boys or girls. They'll be sort of unisex toys.
Right.
But I think we can take that one step further. Imagine a few years from now, if they have their way, in all probability, when you go into a department store, there will no longer be a women's section or a men's section or a girls' section or a boys' section. It'll all be one, and they'll all be uniform.
By the way, you know what the term human is? If you actually go back to the Celtic, the word human means serpent. So everybody says, I'm a human. Yeah, you're a serpent man. That's the term that was given by the druids that control the Celtic peoples in Europe and Britain. So the term human from the English language was given by the druids to their slaves underneath them. They all made everybody a serpent man. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, it is.
The same as
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Power grows womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One. capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.